Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Surf Pro like it never even happened. I'm Chad Baker, flying solo again this week for another half hour episode. One more half hour episode coming your way next week. Then we return to an hour episode, bringing you all of the anticipation that we can for fall high school sports. Today's episode serves as basically an ending for summer sports. We'll have a little bit of wrap up next week for that. And an introduction for fall sports as we got girls golf starting this week on the Indiana side. We'll also talk about our high school football broadcast schedule for the 2025 season coming up. We have a brand new segment courtesy of our friends at OSF. We'll talk about that here momentarily. And a whole lot more to jam pack into a half hour program here today. I want to thank our sponsors for supporting sports on WITY, more specifically the Saturday Sports Connection. They are our presenting sponsor, Surf Pro of Vermilion County. As we mentioned, Surf Pro like it never even happened. Our good friends at OSF Healthcare, OSFHealthcare.org, online presence. And they are going to be a host of a new segment that we have on our program featuring Tim Dittman talking about sports-oriented health activities. We'll have that coming up here today. We've got our good friends over at Latos Hardware in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware and make sure you say hi to Fifi. Our good buddy Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. For all your insurance needs, make sure you reach out to Dustin Ehler. And our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. Well, it was an anticlimactic end to the Prospect League season for the most area team of our coverage. Did Danville Dance had a 2-1 week for the week. Big win over Alton, 24-8. They would have a postponement, at least in terms of what it was, for that second game because of a rain-oriented and a offensive-oriented long first game. At that point in time, Danville had been all but mathematically eliminated. Danville would come back and beat Springfield 8-1. They'd lose to Springfield 16-10 in a 10-inning affair. They'd have their last game on the road canceled at Springfield, as well as the doubleheader Thursday against DuBois County canceled. Lafayette went 5-2 for the week with wins over DuBois County. Terre Haute, a sweep of Johnstown and a loss to Chillicothe. They would lose to Normal as well. They would win the Northeast Division Championship last night over Johnstown by a count of 4-3. Tomorrow, they will be at Terre Haute for the Eastern Conference Championship for the right to go on to the Prospect League Series Championship coming up this week. Terre Haute went four and three for the week. They would lose to Normal at 7-3, then sweep Normal on a doubleheader 11-1-6-1. They would lose to Lafayette, as we mentioned, then bounce back to beat Cape 10-4. Then Springfield would dump on Terre Haute 14-0 in a 7-inning affair. Their second game there was canceled. Of course, Terre Haute beat Normal in the Central Division Championship game last night 5-1 to set up Sunday's Eastern Conference Championship down in Terre Haute. So we will have a local representative, either Lafayette or Terre Haute, from Indiana heading to the Prospect League Championship Series, which will be contested Tuesday, Thursday, and if a Game 3 is needed, that will be contested on Friday this upcoming week. The overall standings to end the regular season, Lafayette had a 36-21 record. Terre Haute, a 36-18 record. They were the only two winning records in the Eastern Conference. They were the overall crown winners for their divisions. Only Champion City had a winning record in the second half other than Lafayette and Terre Haute. Clinton and O'Fallon won the regular season divisions overall records in the Western Conference. O'Fallon would lose to Cape. Clinton would knock off Burlington. So the second, third, fourth, and fifth best teams in the Prospect League are what remains. So kind of went chalk there for the most part. Danville, tough season, 18-33 overall. But the bigger champion there against them was the rain and the weather. In fact, both Danville and Springfield this week on social media talking about the possibility of improvements to their respective stadiums. Danville Stadium here in Danville, of course, Robin Roberts Stadium over in Springfield. What can you do? I mean, you're open-air stadium, you're in the Midwest. It was, there again, opportunistic rain here this summer. That's going to always play a factor in there. I think even in a situation where you have turf fields, that's something that is going to make an impact. We saw it in the spring. Even in a situation where even if you had all weather surfaces, maybe taken away from the mystique of some of these older stadiums, if you have a downpour of rain where it's difficult for players to get out there and play in a healthy manner and in a safe manner, and then if you have tornadoes or if you have thunder or lightning, you're going to have delays. I don't know that it makes a big difference. Yes, it's great to have drainage to the point where if you have 7 hours between the last rain and start a first pitch, it's a little bit better situation in that aspect. There again, you know, it remains to be seen whether or not ends up being a factor here in the long run. But there's definitely some situations here that are going to play that are beyond the control of these teams, beyond the control of the management of these teams, and beyond control of the league. You only have so many weeks to be able to get these games in. You have players that are coming in late. You have players that are leaving early. And it's an imperfect league. I think I said that years ago. I think I still say it now. I think if you ask folks within the league, they take what they can get. It's an imperfect league. And what it serves for is an extension for some of the players that do have those aspirations of playing at the next level. It shows that you can have some extended time beyond the college season and get some guys that maybe were injured during the college season or had some struggles during the college season some extra time in front of scouts. And it's proven to be a great vehicle for just that and to be able to provide summer baseball for some of those areas that don't have it or for those folks that maybe going to a Major League Baseball game is just not in the cards for them. As we have seen, it has proved successful in communities like Danville, like Springfield, Terre Haute, Lafayette, where they do have a pretty good following for this league. And in certain circles, in certain aspects, it has been successful. And they want to continue to have that success. As we've seen that this league has migrated, Illinois and Indiana is where the base of teams are. So that certainly has its own unique challenges, especially there again on a season where it was very, very rainy. So we'll keep an eye out, see what happens here as we move forward. We do want to make mention that last week, for week 9, that Wally Diaz, we've talked about him a lot for the season for Terre Haute as far as offense goes. He won the week 9 player of the week, had a .500 average, had 12 hits, 9 runs, 11 RBIs, 4 home runs, and a 1.661 OPS. Take a look at the ending stats for the regular season. Yearsley wins the batting title with a .421 average and 33 games played for Burlington. Bonkowski, Bonkowski for O'Fallon, Polanco for the Rex, each with 50 RBIs to tie for the lead there. Diaz, the home run king this season with 14. Garcia, stolen base leader with 42 for the Terre Haute Rex, as there again, they were an offensive juggernaut this year. The pitching crowns Tracy for Lafayette, 22 games pitched, a .37 ERA, just narrowly defeating Thrillville's Daily, who had a .39. Primo for Illinois Valley had a .40. And Stuteville, the only other pitcher, he was a DuBois County Bomber this season with a .82 ERA for four guys that had ERAs under one. The season winner was Guatemuz for the Rex. 8 wins in 10 games pitched this year. He had Coley, which was second for Lafayette. He had 6 wins in 9 games pitched. Guatemuz led the league in strikeouts with 63. Lucas leading the league in saves for the Jackson Rockabillies, 11 saves in 15 games appeared this season. So we've got 4 or 5 games left in Prospect League action. The championship series tomorrow for each conference. Then the potential for a 3-game series this upcoming week. There again, going to be the winner of Lafayette and Terre Haute versus the winner of Clinton and Cape. Let's go at it. Eastern Illinois Baseball League, in the games from last weekend, you had the doubleheader slated for Saturday between Buckley and Arcola canceled. There again, Arcola struggling to get a break. The doubleheaders on Sunday had Royal over Danville 8-1, 11-0. Paxton sweeps Arcola 10-0, 20-2. Buckley had the bye. Setting up the semifinal Sunday tomorrow, it'll be Arcola versus Danville in the 5-4 game at St. Joseph. The winner of that matchup will then take on Royal, who is the 1 seed. Buckley and Paxton, the 3-2 matchup up in Paxton. Royal leading the league 12-3, Paxton 11-5, Buckley is 9-5, Arcola 2-11, Danville 3-13. Even though Danville has the better win percentage, they have more losses on the year. They do have more wins. That's just how it's shaken out here this season. That'll shake out tomorrow for the EI Championship Series to be held Saturday, August 9th and Sunday, August 10th. Potential for 2 games on August 10th. There again, a best of 3 series. We'll have a rundown of all of the awards for EIBL coming up in our other items for the week. We will take a break when we come back. We will talk OSF Sports Health Break. We'll have Legion Baseball, Legion Softball. The girls' golf, as the high school season starts in earnest this week. Indiana high schoolers already back in session. And we'll have all the other items for the week when the Saturday Sports Connection continues here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by SurfPro of Vermilion County. Summer storms can be unpredictable, but SurfPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. SurfPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call SurfPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
If you know cats, you know we want attention on our terms. And service when you need it is exactly what you get at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, ask the experts at Leto's about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus everything else you need, like flavor boosters, sauces, rubs, accessories, and utensils. How about an extra piece of salmon on there for me? This is Fifi the Cat at Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Chad Baker back with you. It is time for the OSF Healthcare's News You Can Use Sports and Wellness Edition with our good buddy Tim Dittman.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use Sports and Wellness Edition. Exercise is an important part of staying healthy. If you're out for the evening walk or run, you have a lot to contend with: weather, uneven surfaces, and those pesky mosquitoes. Why are some people mosquito magnets while others get off scot-free? Brianne Gendron is a nurse practitioner at OSF. She says if you have type O blood, if you're hot, and if you eat a lot of salty or spicy food, you'll be attractive to those little bugs. Dark-colored clothing is also attractive. Mosquito bites don't require medical attention and last for just a few days, but some cause serious diseases like Zika virus or West Nile virus. The first line of treatment is not scratching the itch.
The more exposed you are to bites, the more itchy you become because your immune system's exposed to the saliva. And then you have a little bit of an immune response. Your histamines release and it makes a little red itchy bump. These can be really pronounced, especially in little kids, because their immune systems are pretty boisterous.
Otherwise, calamine lotion and Benadryl can help. Prevention for mosquito bites includes don't expose a lot of skin on your run, and for where you do have exposed skin, use bug spray with DEET, Bicaridin, or IR3535 on the label. That's DEET, D-E-E-T, Bicaridin, P-I-C-A-R-I-D-I-N, or IR3535. Look for those on the label when you're shopping for bug spray. And we remind you that if your bug bite is not healing, OSF has on-call urgent cares at 1 North Logan and 3653 North Vermilion in Danville. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition for this week. For more, visit osfhealthcare.org. I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. Excited to have OSF Healthcare as part of our weekly plans here throughout the upcoming sports season for high school sports. We're shifting gears now to some sports for some high school athletes. That's wrapping up for summer, and some college athletes for that matter. And that's Senior American Legion baseball action. The Danville Post 210 speakers have had quite a week. They would knock off Shelby County Post 6-11, 20-9, and then defeat Shelby County again 12-2 to win the 4th Division Senior Tournament Championship in Danville last weekend. That would set the course for the Senior American Legion State Tournament in Rantoul. They would lose the opener against Palos Post 1993-8-2, bounce back to knock off Alton Post 126-3-zip. They would get their revenge on Palos Post 1993 last night 4-1, setting up a championship bid today for Post 210. They await the winner of Palos and Rock Island. Rock Island Post 200, Palos Post 1993 in that play-in game today at noon. Danville awaits the winner at 3 p.m. for the right to call themselves the Illinois Senior American Legion State Tournament Champion. Danville already hosting one championship team this year, the Junior American Legion squad, Post 210 gold last weekend, knocking off Alton Post 126 Navy Junior Legion 17U 7-0 in the state tournament. They would lose to Jerseyville Post 492-6-3 before defeating Jerseyville Post 492 in the take-all game 11-1 to win the Junior State Tournament Championship, down in Alton. So congratulations to John Heck squad, host 210 gold state champions for American Legion Baseball in 2025. Junior American Legion Softball last weekend, post 210 gold, had a 4-2 weekend, knocking off Kentucky Hustle Bonds 14-8-7, defeating Hamilton Heights Huskies 13-13-1. They would lose to Covington Sting 14-8-5. They would bounce back to knock off Lady Marauders 14-11-6, shut down the Dragons 2K11 13-6-zip before losing to Indiana Smoke 14-U by a count of 4-2. Girls High School golf starts this week, and a busy week for Benton Central. On Monday, they will be at Seeger Invite, along with Fountain County, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, and South Vermilion. Tuesday at Rensselaer Invite, Wednesday at Twin Lakes Invite. Thursday, Fountain Central will be at Crawfordsville, and Fountain Central rounds out the week Friday at the Benton Central Lady Bison Invite. Both Fountain Central and Benton Central each have busy weeks here. Benton Central with four meets, Fountain Central with three. So that gets the girls' golf season underway, gets the high school season underway as Indiana went back to school this past week. In other items for the week, Benton Central High School is proud to announce that senior defensive specialist Bella Widmer has officially committed to continue her academic and athletic career at the University of Texas, El Paso. Widmer will join the Miners NCAA Division I volleyball program in the fall of 2026. In addition to her athletic accomplishments, Bella has excelled in the classroom with a 4.1 GPA and has served as a role model for her teammates in the Benton Central student body. Bella plans to major in biology pre-med while competing at UTEP. So congratulations to Bella. We talked about the Eastern Illinois Baseball League earlier. Individual awards announced this past week. The Dutch Masters, Luke Chauvin, selected for the Virgil Shivey Award, given to the EIA League's most outstanding pitcher. Chauvin, another great year, 0.76 ERA through 27 and a third innings. He had a 3-1 record with 42 strikeouts. Tom Wolkin of the Giants was selected with the Ralph Lotion Award, which is given to the most outstanding player. Tom ended the season with a .485 batting average, 4 home runs, 22 RBIs, and 21 runs scored. And the Dick Franzen Award goes to Royals' Adam Price, which is awarded to the league's batting champion. Price had a batting average of .619 through 42 at-bats. All awards will be handed out prior to Game 2 of the EIA League Tournament Championship Series on August 10th. One of the area's great softball athletes returning home, Abby Sabalaski, has signed to continue her college education and career at the University of Illinois. Of course, Abby, a Westville native, Westville graduate, and spent the last year down in Northern Kentucky. So good to see Abby coming back home, to where I'm sure she will have a good fan base over at Eichelberger Field next spring. Of course, we mentioned the runs for both post 210 teams for both junior and senior Legion action. A reminder too, fall sports registration for DHS approaching. Remember to register your student athletes on SNAP. That's the old 818 using the link schools.snap.app/Danville. Ensure that they also have an up-to-date physical on file. As a matter of fact, good idea for everyone that is a student athlete this fall to make sure you have an up-to-date physical on file here while you have an opportunity to get in. And speaking of Illinois softball, they are thrilled to introduce Megan Mattingly as their director of softball operations. Big shout out to Megan for that. Congratulations to her. In other news, the 2025 FCA Golf Classics for the area have been announced. It's a fun and meaningful way to support what God is doing in the lives of coaches and athletes across the region. Whether you participated before, supported through sponsorship, or simply connected with them through ministry, they'd be honored to have you join them this year to play in one of the outings or partnering as a sponsor. Vermilion Valley FCA Golf Classic is slated for Friday, September 5th at Harrison Park Golf Course in Danville with a noon lunch and a 1 p.m. shotgun start. Sangamon Valley FCA Golf Classic a week later, Friday, September 12th at Shawami Country Club in Sheldon. That's a noon lunch and a 1 p.m. shotgun start as well. By participating, you'll help them provide Bibles, resources, meals, and scholarships to coaches and athletes, fuel ministry through FCA huddles, camps, and leadership training, and support the growth of FCA sports, where they're moving beyond school walls and into the community through leagues, clubs, and outreach events. Each outing includes a round of golf and a four-person scramble format, lunch, FCA gear, prizes, and the opportunity to advance to the FCA state golf outing in October. And the investment in something that lasts far beyond 18 holes. And a reminder that the Hoopston Area High School is still seeking nominations for the Hoopston Area High School Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2026. The mission of the Hoopston Area High School Sports Hall of Fame is to recognize those athletes, teams, coaches, administrators, boosters, or fans who have made significant contributions to Hoopston Area High School athletics. This was either accomplished through their service, performance, dedication, commitment, or accomplishments during their high school careers, or have distinguished himself or herself in the field of athletics after graduating from Hoopston Area High School. Nomination forms for the class of 2026 are due back by October 1st, 2025. Nomination forms can be found on the high school website or by calling Principal Kim Hutzel at the Hoopston Area High School office by dialing 217-283-6661. The class of 2026 induction ceremony currently scheduled for halftime of the boys' high school basketball game on February 6, 2026. We wrap up today by announcing our 2025 high school football broadcast schedule. We're excited to bring it to you here this fall on WITY. We don't travel very far this year. Most of the games that we're calling definitely within reach here. But we want to let everybody know that, hey, if you're not going to these games, if you're going to one of the other games, you can pick up these broadcasts on your cellular device, or if you bring a radio with you, or if you want to bring a radio or mobile device out to the game that you are going to. If you're going to one of these games, then we'd love to be along with you to announce in your ear and let you know what is going on. Because let's face it, not everybody has a great sight line, as well as if you take that break to go to the convenience stand or to go to the restroom, you could still be in the know of what is going on out in the field. We open up by heading down to Georgetown for a week one matchup between the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes and the Watseka Warriors to open the season. On week two, we head up to Hoopston. We'll see the Salt Fork Storm in action against the Corn Jerkers of Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac. Week three, great matchup there, and this is would have been a monumental one last year. The Westville Tigers hosting Moments. Week four, we head up to Peyton Moss Field. Our lone trip up there this season with the BHRA Blue Devils and Iroquois West. Week five, we head to Oakwood, where Westville and Oakwood do battle on the gridiron. Week six, we'll see Oakwood yet again. We head up north to Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac to watch the Comets and the Corn Jerkers. Week seven, back to Westville on the turf. It'll be Watseka and Westville. And week eight, we get back to Georgetown, BHRA, and Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. And we wrap up week nine with a battle that we've called several times and look forward to calling it again this year. Salt Fork hosting Clifton Central, likely with some playoff implications on the line. Everybody in the Vermilion Valley Conference gets a game, at least one game, on the docket here this year as far as the 11-man football action. And we're glad to bring it to you here on WITY. So be watching for that schedule online. And if you or anyone you know has a business that would like to participate in helping us bring that to folks here this fall, by all means, get a hold of us at the station at 217-446-1312 or email me, chat at WITYradio.com. Love to get you lined up with some sponsorships there. If you have any questions about that, just ask one of our previous sponsors. They have all been great sponsors of sports as well here, and they could tell you what those benefits may include. Well, that wraps us up for another week of your Saturday Sports Connection here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app. Join me again next week for another edition of your Saturday Sports Connection at 9:06 Saturday morning. I'm Chad Baker, wishing you a good week.